What's up, K-State Nation? Welcome back to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is Eddie Greer, host of this K-State podcast. All things K-State sports, where that's football coming up. Fall sports beginning a new 25-26 athletic calendar year for K-State. Around the corner, folks. Here, recording this on Monday, June 16th, 2025. It's first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Again, we have finally wrapped up with a 2024-25 athletic calendar year there recently, thanks to Shalom Otulu. We'll get to her in just a moment as the track and field team closes out the book on that. And we're going to be opening up another book here pretty shortly here as we are in the second half of the month of June here in the Midwest, folks. Yeah, let's get straight on into it here, folks. Before I do that, obviously, like I said before on the recordings anyways, I know I did not post an episode on Saturday again, but I'm gonna have a few episodes recorded in advance, like I've had already, and I'll have content released while I'm in Duluth, Minnesota, on the back end of this month. So be on the lookout for that as well. But you're gonna have to subscribe to this podcast per usual. If you're not a subscriber already, please do that as well. Have y'all guys set through the weekend, and then if anything breaks while I'm gone, that's gonna have to wait until next week, because hey, we need something to talk about here during the calm period here in between seasons here, or out there at K-State. But Shalom Otulu, final Wildcat this year, 24-25, athletic calendar year, to earn postseason accolades over the weekend during the NCAA championships. We have talked about it all week long. Obviously, awards been handing out all week long. We're just here to talk about it. But three more performances on the last day of competition. Six Wildcats were named All-Americans. Three more to the honorable mention list there. Otulu from Allen, Texas, earned her second team All-American honor in 3 days. I don't think I really talked about the first one. But anyways, staying on task here. The triple jump, was again Shalom participated in qualified for two events. Two of them. In the NCAA championships there, as she was on the second team All-American honors for the triple jump, and then going back to the long jump. So I should probably know that. Back on last Thursday there, earning her first career All-American nod there with a 15th place finish there as well. But back up to the triple jump, her last event of the season, 42.8¾, earned her a 12th place finish over the weekend there as well. This is from Travis Gofford. Quote, she's a senior that came to the national meet for the first time in two events. And then goes on to say from Coach, I cannot talk on this episode. Quote, so I really wanted to applaud her efforts, her grit, her perseverance, the confidence that she's gained as an athlete and as a young woman is remarkable. In a large part to her coach, Clyde Pullen. He's done a great job with her, and I'm just so proud of her, end quote, there as well. That is from Travis Gofer, the head coach of the track and field coaching. Man, I got to pick a better time to record this podcast. It's pretty annoying. Not podcast ain't annoying, but some other outside circumstances is annoying as well. But obviously, I'm not going to, well, this caught my attention. Right, so overall, Georgia won the women's competition, right, and then you had a tie, and this, you had a tie, and this is the first for me anyways. A&M and USC ended up being tied, so co-national championship, this was the big thing coming out of the weekend. USC, A&M tied for first place, therefore co-national champions. That's crazy. 41 points.
So that was the result there when out of the NCAA championship, so we can in Eugene, Oregon there. That's a first for me. I don't think I've seen this. Now, maybe that's a mistake there, but mistake by me not recognizing that, but that's a first for me in this day and age there as well. So, but the other K-State sports, including Tamaya Kuntz, finishing 17th in a discus throw with a distance of 54 feet. Excuse me, 54.8 meters. Excuse me, that's way short. 179 feet, 11 inches. She was All-American, All-Mention there. That throw over the weekend was her second best of the year there, where her first came in the NCAA West Preliminaries at 183 feet, 8 inches there. Sure, you know, the All-American Indoor competing in the high jump, 5 inches, 5 feet, 8.5 inches there, tied for 19th. She also landed on the honorable mention list there as well. And then going back to Thursday again, Monique Hardy finished 12th in the hammer throw with a distance of 65.1 meters. That equaled out to 213 feet, 9 inches. Sophia Hines earned second team All-American honors, finishing 13th in the 400 meter hurdles. Her counterpart, Jordan Edwards, finished 18th. We talked about that during the past week on this podcast. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here on a Monday, getting through the hurdles here. So here it's recording this track and field final postcast of the athletic calendar year 2024-25. And now we are entering the quiet period here in the second half of June, and then things will pick back up, obviously, with football. But in between now and then, we'll definitely bring content. We'll look back a little bit at some of the sports and get you ready to rock and roll for the 2025 fall sports. And I'm going to go back. This is probably a little bit off track here, but I did record a women's soccer episode. We're going to go back and kind of pile on that. As Coach Corbin, Colleen Corbin, the new head coach of K-State Women's Soccer, added a few players to the roster. We're going to get into that this week as well, and that's going to be part of this coverage on the back end of this week. So be on the lookout for that. I'm going to do my best to stay on task here this week here. And I'll definitely have podcasts recorded. That's not a problem. The issue, getting things uploaded to you guys as well. Continuing here getting back on the course with Travis Schofield here, talking about his 400-meter hurdles. Quote, we have both 400-meter hurdles returning, Sophia and Jordan. Those two just did amazing job this year in improving and being more consistent, proving to themselves that they belong on this stage, and I know they're excited for next year to continue to improve. And then going to the throwers here as well. This is from Travis Schofield after the closing of the NCAA championships this past week. Tamaya, quote, Tamaya just did a fantastic job. You know, had a rough first throw, but then really stepped up and had her second best throw of the season. You know, the last two meets for her have been absolutely fantastic. More confidence, more consistency. Same thing with Monique Hardy. She just did a great job. She's back next year indoors with more confidence, more consistency. And, of course, ending this with Sherry Aneau. Again, this is from Travis Schofield, folks. Quote, Sherry in the high jump, first team All-American indoors in her first time here at the Outdoor National Championships, but she continued to be consistent all year long, jumping 6'1", 6'2", consistently, taking looks at higher bars, and I know she wanted more today, but I am so proud of that young woman and just excited for her future more than anything else, because I know in the high jump, and particularly when you become more consistent, then those high bars come, and there's a lot of exciting things ahead for her, end quote. I think Sherry knows back as well, and I've said this, majority of these athletes on this K-State roster coming back next year, you're going to have that experience, and this is going to continue to grow them. So, again, Travis Schofield squad, again, momentum into the offseason. Just a great job all around here on the second half of the 2025 campaign. So, K-State track and field, congratulations to our 9 athletes for representing us in Eugene, and really looking forward to next year. And that's going to be coming up right around the corner, obviously, when the indoor season rolls around. But first, keep overlooking cross country for whatever reason. Cross country be coming up, obviously. So cross country, we'll see what happens there, obviously, on that front. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're having a chance to record K-State content. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode. Again, subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell. Every time we post content daily, y'all be first to know about it. Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast on the Podbean app. Myself and Alex Aiden over there. Probably, I know I said Monday, but it was just today, obviously, as I sit here and record this podcast. Probably Wednesday, since I don't have to work the rest of the week. And due to me going out of town, going up to Minnesota on Thursday, so I'll probably end up doing that. Doing that there as well. And of course, make sure you pass the word about the Pro Project Podcast to a fellow big K-State fan. That's gonna close the book on another track and field episode right here in the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode right here on the Pro Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports.